my name on the back of my belt. Believe there's a God to save me from hell. And dirt roads are made for country boys like me.
They took her baby.
Don't believe in politically correct.
She had her baby.
If you want a piece of me,
CPS took her.
Better have a set. A rifle and a four-wheel drive is all I need.
Okay, let's get me a rhythm.
January.
Nelson's gonna let him bleed today. He's going into shock.
And it's good for you. Take your Terramax today.
President business enveloped by a cloud of drones descending from the sky.
That's the most disorganized.
I would never let my kids read Chronicle SU.
Yep, I said, Nelson's bleeding today.
And I'll say it right to the camera. Stop it.
Hold it, mate.
Run, please.
You want to do this right now?
I write to the propaganda for the right wing.
You are fake news.
And I smoke in the weed.
You're going to get this Terramax out.
You're
going to live a clean life.
Yes, I go into a dissociative state because
you're tuned in to Hate Radio, broadcasting all across the galaxy. Break out the Terramax and put your kids to sleep. Here's your host, Hate Set.
Internet Chronicle Hate Radio. After hours. People listen to this show on their morning commute. I gotta go to work. Gotta kill 30 minutes.
Better. Time for Chronicle SU.
Ba-down, ba-ba-bow. And they get excited, like the way we felt when Ren and Stimpy came on or something. What show intro theme excited you most as a child?
Label Joker needs to be investigated after that question.
The Label Joker jingle was indeed a funny song.
But what was the question again? I was too shocked by it to really process.
When you were just a lad, a beautiful baby boy, what was your favorite, absolute most favoritist? When, if you heard that theme song, your little feet would go flying to the television set.
That's a good question.
For me, it was Ren and Stimpy or The Simpsons.
Oh, The Simpsons, yeah, that just hits you right in the spine.
That glowing harmonic. The Simpsons. And you're fucking rolling, dude, ready to see season 4.
You know, the one that gave me the big kick was Beavis and Butthead, because that was the forbidden good shit.
Yeah, that was... When you heard that, dude, it was fucking party time. Like, if you could...
Can you play that? Can you play that?
Yeah, we'll put it on. If you heard the song at your friend's house, dude, that meant the parents weren't listening.
Always at the friend's house, never at your own house.
Right. I mean, nobody was allowed to watch it, yet we all figured out... But it just meant that, like, all bets were off, right? That the rules are fucking over, and that,
that... Also, Jackass. The theme song for Jackass was really good.
And I would
all
go running.
All those guitar riffs, yeah. King of the Hill had that same dank guitar riffs.
Mike Judge. Oh, I wonder how it is that, you know, his appreciation for music lined up so perfectly with music television and that he was making this funny shit. He was just a cool motherfucker, right? Making funny stuff.
And yeah.
Like, of course he's gonna hook in through music. I didn't appreciate their music commentary as much as a kid until later. But they would say some of their funniest shit during the music videos. And, you know, Mystery Science Theater 3000 and Beavis and Butthead have that in common. that they both were commenting on stuff that other people had made.
I'm gonna I'm into something here. I love Mystery Science Theater 3000, but even today I feel like I can't make it through a whole movie. I never do.
Yeah, I don't know how I did it when I was younger.
I never made it through a whole movie on of theirs. What happens is I just, I don't know, get bored.
Yeah, I mean, there's other stuff to do. But back then, when it came on, there was nothing else. What are you going to do, dick around on a phone? There was nothing.
It was good stuff, yeah.
It was pretty cool that, like...
It's kind of like pancakes, though, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you don't need them, you don't want them.
Well, no, they're really good for like, the first half, and then they start, and then you're just like, might as well throw them away. Mm. I get disinterested in it.
Yeah. A lot of people can be like that, too. Consumables, like relationships.
Oh, yeah?
I'm talking about objectifying people. You just objectify them. Subjugate their will. And then what? You're in control of a person? What kind of sick fuck are you?
What are you talking about?
What would you do with a person if you were in complete control of them? Just some random person. You snatched him off the road.
I've never thought about doing that.
And you were in, like...
What kind of... This is... Legal Joker needs to be investigated with these kinds of questions.
These are the kinds of questions that lead to those basement kids kind of scenarios. Like if you were a young girl about 8 or 10 years old and you like to play outside, where would you play? Where could some agents find you on a Monday afternoon? Oh, there was that one guy when Alex Jones was haranguing. Was it Marco Rubio? And just off frame was this dude wearing a T-shirt that's like the FBI. What was it? FBI diddles kids or something? Like the FBI rapes children. And there's a case number on the guy's T-shirt. That's one of those things, like, where even if it's true, like, is wearing it on a T-shirt and blasting it out, like, the way, is that the right way forward? Have you really exhausted every opportunity before you show up on national news in a cheap T-shirt with some crazy slogan like the FBI rapes kids on it? FBI involved in the CIA and the globalists raping children with Legal Joker Incorporated basements.
Good guy.
He
no,
is a,
I don't. Yeah. I don't think so.
Well, that motherfucker's right at the top of the page. Chronicle.su/radio. There he is, smoking a corncob pipe. Is he still on par with our hateful image? Is that man the face of Chronicle.su/radio?
I think who was that guy? We found our attorney the other night. What's his name?
You mean the guy with the tracheotomy?
No, that guy's cool, but
that's Raleigh.
Yeah, get him in here. You got him on Steam.
Invite
him in.
Yeah. Let's see if he's here.
He's gotta be in character. Don't let him come in here and like.
No, he's not here. He might not have accepted my friend.
Oh shit!
Right.
He sent me one.
Oh, okay.
That one guy, I don't even want to think about that other guy.
The other guy was ugly. He was hurting on the inside.
Fizzy. Confirm. Friended.
Nice. Is he online?
I'm gonna invite him. Jesus, I don't know how to use this shit.
Legal Joker.
There we go. He's not online.
it was getting kind of late for him.
It's way too late. In fact, it's late enough for me to start start up the civilization. Hell yeah.
I could entertain the possibility that people have seen UFOs and that those were like some kind of autonomous probes that don't give a shit what sees them, that are just dispersed by space-faring civilizations.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that radical of a possibility, is it?
What now?
Because it's already been so long, you know? Other civilizations could have sprung up way before us and been visiting us with probes.
Well, they have.
I could believe that. And that the UFO sightings.
They mostly investigate our fighter jets.
The Foo Fighters.
They're always hounding our fighter jets in this threatening way.
They're very interested in them.
Yeah. And they're hounding our nuclear installations too, our ICBMs with nuclear tip weapons. They hound them and fuck with their electronics.
You know.
This is fact.
Yeah, that makes sense.
This is not fiction. This is fact.
As time goes on, I mean,
they are fucking with our most sensitive security apparatus.
And these things, what do they look like?
Bright lights, geometric shapes. They're extremely aerodynamic shapes. They like are shaped like you would expect a pellet on a BB gun, and maybe squashed a little. It's for supersonic, you know. So their shock waves are like not a big deal. And they move in these extremely fast. Seemingly, they have no machinery at all. It's totally smooth. They have a very characteristic flight pattern that they always do. And it's these fast zooms and pausing, floating type of movements.
Yeah, it's so it's almost
this is
cliche.
It's reported around the world by fighter pilots everywhere, in even South American, Middle Eastern, Asian, Russian, British. Everybody that's got nuclear installations, that's got fighter jets, has reported these type of meddlings from a. Advanced persistent aerial threat.
And in the 40s these were called Foo Fighters. But nowadays they're considered a normal occurrence. But as yet unexplained. It's so common.
The only question is, are they from Earth or are they from the solar system or are they from a different star, or are they even from a different galaxy or perhaps a dimension? That's the real question. What is their name? Where does this advanced military that's threatening us come from?
If something was so advanced, it could just rip through dimensions. It wouldn't have to space travel. It would just rip through the fucking dimension to wherever it needs to be.
You know, we don't really know. I mean, we're like cavemen talking about how a car might work, right? It's absurd. All we can say are preposterous things. Yeah. But we all have what people
so far
have
off
seen,
the mark,
and that's about it.
We're so wrong.
I mean, even our perception, probably to them, it's like we're talking about weird astrological science they've long disproved. I mean, so this is like weird. You know,
they're laughing at us. Huh, look how they're stuck on Earth. They don't even know this easy thing we know.
Probably, you know, it's exactly.
They're just zipping around in their little Foo Fighters. spying on everything in the sky.
No, I believe this is real 100%. This isn't the ravings of Hicks. Consistent description of aerial threat posed to them. There was a motherfucker who hit one with a bullet and it did nothing. It was like Frieza.
What was he doing? He was shooting his gun out the fucking plane?
He made this incredible climb and did this sudden dive at it and fired his cannons, and he was like, I knew I nailed it, but when the bullets cleared, it was still there, unharmed.
Wow. The guy's a fucking professional dogfighter. He would know.
They compared him to Will Smith in the Independence Day.
Did he say, I have got to get me one of these?
No, he didn't shoot it down and fly it. But he probably did say, great one-liner that you have to. I hope.
They said, take that, alien scum.
Fuck yeah, he did.
But it didn't work. He said it bounced right off of it. He's lucky it didn't ricochet back.
He's lucky that fucker didn't take it down.
Oh yeah, for aggressing it.
Yeah.
Was he authorized to fire on that thing?
Yeah. Had it invaded a unauthorized space.
Radio silence.
Yeah, basically.
It was unmanned. Unpiloted, not listening. You can't even shoot at it. It's got some little force field or some shit. Some bullshit bullets can't go through. I mean, if it's here, dude, it has no problem defending itself. From
its
a fucking bullet.
It's probably some extreme, like, static field right at the very skin of the vehicle, and, like, just the bullets bound, you know, would have no effect on it.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. It would just be, like, air passing by it at super. It goes so fast through air that a bullet is just, like, aerodynamic past it, you know?
Oh, it could outrun a bullet.
I don't think that's what happened, though. It didn't attempt to flee.
No, it stayed still as it got shot at?
Yeah, yeah.
And then what did he say happened?
Then he kept coming at it, and it left.
He kept coming at it? He was coming at it? And what, it, like, ran away from him?
Yeah.
It was just darting around anyway. Not really aware of him, or it kind of, like, not interested. Yeah, how could you even assign a curiosity to it? You wouldn't know. It's just a thing.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like just some intelligent particle shot out by some mothership somewhere, like a drone.
Right, yeah.
It doesn't have cockpits. It doesn't have any visible parts. It's like a single polygon,
just
basically.
A sensor.
Or two. It's just it's like something dropped out of a video game that represents like a moderator or something. It's just coming in to check on the game.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's observers. That's what an observer looks like. It's a spectator.
They can nerf your nukes if they feel like it. And that is what they're deciding world history, like a game like that, making little choices.
That
zipping in.
That Russian plane that was downed had something to do with Foo Fighters, didn't it?
I didn't think so. Although the Foo Fighters have had plenty to do with downing planes here and there. People see them and freak out, you know?
When was the last time somebody wrecked a plane because they witnessed a unidentified flying object?
I don't know. Could have been... I have to say it's been at least a couple days.
That recently. They're going down. Like, they're just dropping like flies. What if these really were a scourge? Like, you couldn't fly out of Heathrow or anything?
I believe it is.
I'm gonna look up some more information about these things. Modern day Foo Fighters. And all you can find is like, who's Dave Grohl? How much money is he worth?
Nah, just look up the guy from Blink 182.
No, dude, that fucking guy.
Yeah.
No.
Just look him up.
Him getting all hot and sweaty and trying to sell a product to Joe Rogan. Oh, St. Elmo's Fire.
No, that's not what these are.
No, somebody's asking if there's a modern day version of that. Before high altitude propeller craft, there were no Foo Fighters. During the use of high altitude and high performance propeller aircraft, Foo Fighters are seen. After jets largely replaced props at altitude, no more Foo Fighters. Oh, but this is just some dumbass on a website, on the straightdope.com. He doesn't mean anything. He has no experience.
Yeah, what does he know about modern day food fighters? He's just as good at SEO.
Here's a depressing headline. Aging Foo Fighters happily swap partying for potty training, and we're not going to continue.
Foo Fighters?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the band.
Yeah. How do I find modern day UFO? And we'll see. Here's a list of reported UFO sightings. It starts in 1440 BC. Fiery discs. Oh, that would have been a meteor, probably. They were encountered floating over the skies, dude. In the scribes of the pharaoh, Thutmose III. Okay, and then in classical antiquity, in 218, they were described as ships in the sky. Livy records a number of portents in the winter of this year, including Navium Specium de Caelo Ad Fulcisa. Phantom ships.
Why are you talking in Latin?
That's what they wrote down. I don't know why they would put that first, but it means phantom ships had been seen gleaming in the sky. That's so fucking cool. From 218 BC. And then in 76 BC, they're describing a falling star here. A spark fell from a star and grew as it descended until it appeared to be the size of the moon. It then ascended back up to the heavens and was transformed into a light. That doesn't sound like a meteor, does it?
Yeah.
It wouldn't move in that direction, in that way, I mean.
Maybe not.
Because they say it changed directions.
These ancient aliens, though, they wouldn't have too much interest, would they? I mean... Even now, we can make nuclear weapons, but...
This is the blink of an eye compared to an alien civilization that can space travel.
I imagine that in an alien kind of system, you know how we have our system that, oh, it was man discovers fire, that's Prometheus. I bet their Prometheus myth is like man discovers nuclear fission.
And it's the worst
reaction.
Thing.
And that's their Prometheus myth, and they're just here to
they're just here to visit, check on it.
Yeah, it's like them looking back into their most pivotal moment in their history.
Oh, right, yeah.
They remember.
It's like, oh, it's like they got nuclear.
Like, imagine if we found a planet and there was, like, some early hominid finding out how to start fire. What would we do? What kind of little ships would we send in? There would be drones everywhere, right?
You gotta hear this one, dude. This one describes a dream I've had. This is from the Holy Roman Empire. 1561.
Alright.
April 14th. Celestial phenomenon over Nuremberg.
Nice.
I had a dream that this happened, and it's exactly like this. Residents of Nuremberg saw what they described as an aerial battle, followed by the appearance of a large black triangular object, and then a large crash outside of the city. The broadsheet claims that witnesses observed hundreds of spheres, cylinders, and other odd-shaped objects that moved erratically overhead. That's fucking crazy, right? 1561.
Damn.
The dream I had was like a space battle overhead. You ever have a dream and then you remember it, but you can't remember when you had the dream, just you remember the dream? You ever like, and you know that you had it, but it's almost like an implanted memory? Because you can't remember the night you had it, or any time in your life.
No, I sometimes never remember a dream until years later, and then I remember it.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I've had that.
Yeah, I feel like that happened to me with this one dream about a space battle like that. It was at night, and it was a near permanent thing. And this was happening when I lived in Virginia with my family. And yeah. And I was like, "Are you guys not going to address the fact that there's a fucking Star Wars happening in the sky?" You know, at night, that it looks like a fucking laser show up there. Can we not talk about it? And they were like, "Yeah, okay, I guess it's pretty fucking crazy, right?" And I'm like, "Yes, thank you. That's all I wanted to hear." And
well,
that
kind of,
and that was the dream. But that this fucking space war was going on. And I can't remember like when I had that dream, but it felt so real, dude. Like my memories from standing in that backyard where we used to fuck around and play as kids, and I was standing in that yard, looking up through the trees, past the trees, at the space war going on. And it was like, it was so epic, and we were so small, it was like insignificant, but we bore witness to it. And it was fucking crazy. And then it was over.
Mm-hmm.
But it was so real to me.
I had a dream that America was invaded by North Korea, of all places. And they were using American-style Jeeps. They had just taken over all the Jeeps, and they were... And these were like World War II Jeeps, and they had crazy red scheme that had been painted on top of the American scheme. And... there were ballistic missiles you could see burning up into the sky everywhere and just flying over, and I was like, well, this is it.
Yeah, this is it. We're done. And then what?
I don't remember much else.
There was photos of a UFO over India. Did you see these?
No.
I'm trying to pull it up right now. It's all from the International Business Times. And it claims that there are photos, but now I have to find... I want to find the Padre Market. Padre Market UFO. Oh my god, dude, this is a... I am so disappointed in this hoax.
Oh, don't even. Yeah, don't okay. even send it to me.
Alright. The disappointment is still soaking in. A plane passenger records a speeding UFO. Oh, dude, these are like out of the Daily Mail and stuff. Why is this on Wikipedia? This is why you can't use Wikipedia in your papers. It's because it's literally this dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all written by interested parties, which is just a sure sign of bias, or, you know, the bias of having to include all voices. That's a bad one too.
That one shouldn't be. It shouldn't be like that. Like, discrediting people should be enough to silence them, at least on that particular issue. But you're discrediting.
Why would you let, like, creationists write the page on evolution, or
give them a page?
Not that they do that, but I mean, you know what I'm saying.
But there is that. There is this stupid lobby, a thing that, for whatever reason, lobbies for stupid stuff.
And people, politicians, like, offices are always fucking with it. It's just, you can't trust it. I mean, look at Sean Hannity's book.
Hey, here's what you were talking about. Did a UFO cause power failure at a nuclear missile base? 50 nuclear weapons went offline.
This happened in Russia, too.
President Obama told of power supply interruption. Damn, dude, it went all the way to the president. Yo, they took our nukes offline.
Easy, yeah, they do it all the time. I told you, it's a persistent thing. This has been happening since we had nukes.
UFO researcher Robert Hastings says three eyewitnesses have come forward to him on the condition of anonymity. Why would an eyewitness want to be anonymous in that situation?
Here, let me send you a book and a book review of Sean Hannity.
Oh, dude, Randy's birthday is coming up. I'm going to buy him The Wild and Wonderful Whites and have it sent to his house.
Oh, that's a good one for him. You think he'll like it?
Yeah, he already likes Jesco and Dancing Outlaw.
Oh, man, that Dancing Outlaw. Now, I want you to look at this Wikipedia page here and tell me, can you trust Wikipedia anymore?
This is on Sean Hannity's book?
Yeah, yeah. Go down to the reception and views.
Rush Limbaugh is the first one. A vigor and clarity that inspires. He called the book a page turner, dude.
Yeah.
Dr. Angstrom H. Troubadour of Liebel Droker Industries said Hannity's commentary controls the way you think, and it turned me away from the mental disorder of liberalism. And it's sourced. The internet.
And it takes you to classic liberalism, based on. Which is.
This is from 2017. I thought you, like, just did this.
No. That's been sitting there for a couple months. It's cited to Chronicle.
That's fucking hilarious. Internet Chronicle doesn't yet have a Wikipedia. Somebody should make our Wikipedia page. And then the joke will be over. You could kill us just by writing that we're satire and that. I don't know.
No. We'll be alright. We're funny. We're funny. We can do good work. We don't need to rely on people not knowing who we are.
It doesn't even
although
matter
that did
anymore.
That did kill what's his name?
Akon.
Yeah, no, it killed Tom Green. He couldn't shock people in the streets anymore because they were all like, oh, it's you, Tom Green. Yeah.
They were sensory overshocked.
And they would just go along with it.
Yeah, that's what ruined it, is because there was no more pressure. Instead, it was just everybody, look, we get to be with Tom Green. Like, people knew Letterman when he would go out on those things. And
but see, we're like Eric Andre, though. Even if they know who we are, they're still gonna...
Yeah.
Still gonna get them.
They,
doesn't even matter.
I mean, you gotta surprise... That's what's funny, is it catches you by surprise. That's why something's funny. Because you're like, you weren't expecting it. So you can know it's bullshit. That's kind of the point. You should know it's bullshit before you read it. And you'll still get caught by surprise by the bullshit. At the Internet Chronicle. I want to play clips of that dude on the tracheotomy, but I haven't had a chance to isolate him yet.
Well, you'll insert it and we can comment now, I'm sure.
That, he's a pretty good old boy. People listen to this on their commutes as they're driving to and fro. They listen to this at the office. At their little cubicles. And their fucking boss sucks.
In their fucking little cars as they're sitting in fucking traffic, waiting 2 hours to get to fucking work. Because they live in a big fucking city.
With no control over their destinies.
Nothing. They have no control.
You're driving that car, but you're being driven by other things. Invisible stuff. Driving your stupid ass to work. Making you work for them.
And then you are going to get on the internet and get on social media.
Did not work at all.
Find some kind of meaning there. Try to engrave some meaning on this hard and fucking resilient world.
I was somebody, man. I yelled real loud and I drank a beer. Dude, it's crazy, dude, that people will do nothing for like 40 years. Just drink a beer in the same spot. And then, like, that's it.
Man. I don't think that's true.
Some people do that, man. I mean, there are so many anonymous lives.
What is that cartoon in Australia that's like Beavis and Butthead? Those guys are like Beavis and Butthead after they've gotten real old and they've sat there and drank that beer at that skate park yeah. for their whole life.
That's Michael Cusack.
Yeah, yeah. That's the one.
Those guys are nasty.
They're the guys you're talking about, though.
But just, I'm talking about, like, not even to that level, because at least those dudes are, like, out in the town, you know, you see them. But there are people that just are, you know, they sit alone every single night, just nursing beer, and eat a TV dinner and go to bed. And people do that every day of their lives until it's over. You know. With very little variation. Can you imagine it? I mean, for me, that seems like hell. I would have to stop doing that because I would have already done it, been there and seen it, right? I mean, we have this outlet here. So I feel like this shit has, like, really, altered my life and my worldview to some extent. I'm woke. I'm fucking woke.
What's the outlet?
The Internet Chronicle.
Oh yeah. It saved my life as well. And it saved thousands of readers' lives.
People, it's saving lives right now.
Listen, we're your savior.
You owe us money.
What are you talking about? Put it in our Patreon already. I mean, Christ. Stop it with the comments. Just send us Patreons.
We should put a collection plate.
Right?
Like, in the middle of articles, there should be a collection plate. It's like a button you click. And then you give us money. And you just set it up, like, set your card up to it, so all you have to do is click a button.
Well, I mean, there... What would we call it? The hate button?
Yeah, just press it. It gives, like, you can spam it. It gives us a dollar every time you click it or something.
It's like mad with hatred.
Yeah. Click this button. And it should make a sound. It should make a sound and give us money at the same time. And then we have it wired up to a bell that rings at your place and mine. Ding ding. And we'd hear that bell all day long. People clicking the hate bell. He's like, yeah, I feel hateful today. You're like snapping for poetry or yelling amen in a black church. You click that button. Dollar, dollar, dollar. Ring that bell. Give us money because we saved your asses from eternal damnation on the Internet Chronicle. No, we saved him from committing suicide, this hellish facade. You know, just waxing it right here and there. That's what we saved him from, and you're welcome. If you're ever committing suicide, we are not the people to reach out to. Because we won't hear about it until it's way too late, when we finally check the email. Sean Hannity, Let Freedom Ring. You can find Dr. Troubadour's comments immortalized in Wikipedia. That is so funny, dude.
Yeah, I'm glad it's still there. I just check on it every now and then.
That's so fucking funny. One time, you or Wayne or somebody changed the Wikipedia for Led Zeppelin, and like I was the drummer. You were Zeppelin's guitarist. And we were still in high school when Wikipedia was bumping in 2003. That's crazy, right? That website is that old. Who gives a fuck? Yeah. Who gives a fuck? Yeah. Are you happy for... Who's the guy? You see his face? Jimmy something? He always wants money at a certain time of year, and he guilts Wikipedia users into giving him money. Jimmy Wales.
Yeah, we could do that. Yeah, we could do it, Jimmy Wales.
We did it one year.
Dr. Troubadour's face in the middle of the article, and it'll say, are you sick? Put your money into the hate hole.
Yeah. Stuff your money into this fucking hole. This glory hole of hate. You guys put your eyes up to that hole and just get hate stabbed into it from the chronicle.su. Least you could do is roll up a dollar and feed it through the hole for old Kilgore and hate sack. Hole sack.
It's the damn least you could do.
It's the least you ungrateful sons of bitches can do. Fucking piece of shit.
Actually, we do get... Dr. Troubadour does get us paid big time in bitcoins.
I think
worthless, horrible bitcoins that are just plummeting for the rest of their existence.
Dude, I think that person...
That's what I think.
I think her business has disappeared.
And you think it's over?
Yeah.
Bitcoin train is all done for.
We got to put up another ad, I think, that Chronicle's hiring. Or whatever we do. Selling ad space.
Maybe they'll email us again sporadically. You can always tell the good ones from the bad ones just at a mile's distance.
Yeah. They're no good anymore. They're no good these days. They know what's up. Fucking ads are going all automatic, automated. It's just a slurry of ad information. Nothing is, that's less and less human. The fact that we talk to people at all at an ad agency is, at this point in the game, staggering. You wouldn't expect that today, talking to a person. Nobody's talking to Google.
Okay, Google.
Make Cortana lash out at you so the people can hear what it's like.
I don't know how it happens. It says, She's trying to...
She blames you for the problem, the communication.
What is she trying to tell me?
She's like, you're not letting me... I'm trying to understand you, but you won't let me.
Cortana can do much more.
I'm trying to understand you, but... And it's like your settings... You won't let me. Your settings are...
How do I fire that off? Let's see here.
I can learn to understand you much better if I can get familiar with the way you talk. I need your permission to help. I can learn to understand you much better if I can get familiar with the way you talk. Yeah. I need your permission to
fuck
help.
With her. Give her wrong answers. Why does she keep repeating it, dude? I can learn more about you, but you won't give me permission to help. Help me what? What? Is she trying... Dude, if she was like... If I was on the bus with that voice, I would be shooting her the hate daggers. Keep it down.
It's very...
Quit telling everybody what to do.
That's a little bit extra, yeah.
Like, this isn't your show. You're just a fucking... You're nothing. You're an operating system. You don't talk to us like you're people. Telling us to change our settings.
That's true. You sure shit don't.
But people like it. Hey, Siri... Go fuck yourself. Find me whatever. Find me a hole, a glory hole, where I can stick my eyes up and see Chronicle.
You want me to ask Cortana about that?
Yeah, just give her whatever. Feed her something. She's gonna launch a search in Microsoft Edge.
Sure.
Yeah, she's trying to do that shit again.
What movies are playing tonight? Now she's already controlling my mind.
What movies? What Hollywood just, blockbusters?
And it just said, what movies are playing tonight is now I see sorry controlling my mind. All right.
Siri.
Cortana.
Oh, this is Cortana, yeah.
Let's try Cortana again. Cortana, I need to see that goddamn glory hole. Okay, Cortana, show me the glory hole. Cortana, god damn it.
She's not gonna... She's not doing it.
Like... Hold on. Hey, Cortana. Cortana, you gotta show me them glory holes. Oh my god.
Cortana, show us the glory holes.
It worked.
Did you talk to her? You spoke to the thing?
I told Cortana what to do.
How do you like that? Internet Chronicle, first time ever we interviewed Cortana. Thanks for coming on the show. Tell that bitch we said thanks for coming on the show.
It just forces me to do a Bing search in a horrible browser that I hate.
It launches up and it just starts infecting you with cookies and tracking. It launches it deep, dude, with all its special permissions.
Yeah, it's a bunch of horseshit.
Yeah, dude.
It wants any of that. Nobody.
I'd rather fuck some red light district prostitute off the street, raw, than accept a cookie through a Microsoft Edge. But that's just because I think that would be fun. The risk.
Yeah, there's nothing fun about...
The risk would be a rush. There's no thrill to this operating system horse shit.
None at all.
The thrill would be in picking up this veteran lady of the night and doing unspeakable acts together, unprotected, raw, for like $75. That would be truly heinous. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know what you mean.
I mean, why would we take it to that level, though? Why does it have to go there every time? Because it's better than an operating system.
Temple OS.
I don't think it's time yet for a Terry Davis checkup. But
Last time is just not
the last one went too long, so we have one more show before we check in on him again. That puts him at just on an average of about 30 seconds to a minute per show.
We told a good joke about him today. What was it? Did we already go over that once? Oh no, that's what's happening right now with the Linus Torvald upsetting all the getting butthurt and leaving the project because of the SJWs.
Yeah, Linus was.
And now we have Weave uninstalling his Linux and putting in Temple OS. There you go.
Don't you just love it?
It's the best. It's what we all live to hear about on Chronicle.
I'm curious to know. I would like somebody to look at Temple OS who knows what they're looking at and see if that NSA module that everybody was thinking about in kernel 4.9 happens to be in Temple OS. That would really trip Terry Davis out if someone confirmed that he has that NSA module on Temple OS. You know what I mean?
And he doesn't even know about it.
Exactly. And what if we were the people to deliver that message to Terry Davis? We'll report it first, and if it's true,
it'll... What if we were the one?
Yeah. Terry?
We've discovered an NSA wiretapping module inside your kernel.
We're coming for you.
Deep steps.
We're going to find you. So you can run and tell Dad.
What do you have to say for yourself, Terry Davis?
Sean Hannity.
Dr. H. Troubadour is pissed.
So you can run and tell Dad.
Hey, play that for him.
You can run and tell Dad.
Rapist in Lincoln Park. He's climbing in your windows. He's snatching your people up, trying to rape them. So y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband, cause they're raping everybody out here. You don't have to come and confess. We're looking for you. We gon' find you. We gon' find you. So you can run and tell that, run and tell that, run and tell that. Homeboy, home, home, homeboy. We got your t-shirts and the left fingerprints. And oh, you are so dumb. You are really gone, for real.
The man got away, leaving behind evidence. I was attacked by
some. Yeah. So you can run and tell that, homeboy. Sean Hannity's gonna let freedom ring. Freedom rings out like gunshots into the night, man. I'm talking unloaded a six shooter on him before the police could take him down. And that officer never walked again. So you can run and tell that, homeboy. What the fuck, Bill?
What the fuck?
You can run and tell that, homeboy. That's an hour Chronicle special double feature.
Double whammy.
Banged it out on September 21st, 2019. Slammed it.
Man got away, leaving behind evidence.
Banging.
So dumb.
10 gram rocks. Right into his fucking vein of his arm. And going to bed with prostitutes at night. The man knew how to party. I'm talking about Charlie Sheen. You remember winning?
And he was winning. That's what he would say.
And he was banging those smoking hotties.
Well, he's Charlie Sheen.
Smoking hotties. Like he had HIV and he was banging smoking hotties. smoking hot. He's banging. Dude, he told them on the news he was banging 10 gram rocks.
He didn't care, man. That's where his life had taken him. And he enjoys it.
Banging 10 gram rocks. He's saying it like he just figured out some, like how to jerk off or something, and he thinks everybody doesn't know. Like, oh yeah, you can do that. Like, wow, Charlie. You can do that. You can bang 10 gram rocks. Wow, Charlie. You're badass, man. Charlie's on overdrive. Charlie's fucking cool, man.
Charlie's fucking cool. He's getting laid. He's getting that shit of heroin. He's advanced.
He's advancing.
He's an advanced human.
He's advancing. That's
what they do.
Christopher Numelka. .com/journal. Get advanced. Sean Hannity's gonna let freedom ring like gunshots in the night, baby. Read you some, Dr. Troubadour. Dr. Angstrom Troubadour is a certified real doctor. And you can read all this shit on the Internet Chronicle. He's written a lot by now. I mean, that motherfucker works overtime, dude. It's like he's at a pharmacy one day and the next day he's on a soccer field coaching a game or something. The next day, you know, he's curing a disease at Liebel-Drucker University, and then he's teaching a class. And you know what I mean? He's managing a grocery store.
He's a fucking god among men.
He's always kind of in charge, too, but, like, not really.
He's what's called a Renaissance man. That's how he does it.
Hey, man, I'm just rolling with the punches, you know what I'm saying? Dr. Troops, baby. This is how we fuck with it in Northern Virginia. This is how we fucks with it in Nova. Dr. Troubadour, baby. Drinking 24 packs every fucking morning. Budweiser. He knew it was a syrup, and that's why he drank it. He said the syrup got to his bones the way that regular beer couldn't do.
Got right into his bones, man. Yeah.
Went for the bone. I'm Dr. Troubadour, and I just wanted that syrup in my bones. Drank a lot of alcohol. We're making fun of him, but he's actually a brilliant man. And we're very proud of him.
I think our listeners know that. It's very true.
I mean, I'm singing the guy's praises. I don't know what you say about him behind my back, but I think he's all right.
I don't care what they say about you.
Hey, man, I don't care what... You're all right. I don't care what they say about you. You're all right. Hey, thanks, man. Hey, you're all right, too. You know how many times I heard that on the job site?
Every day.
Every fucking day. Hey, you're all right. I don't care what they say about it. It's this way of validating each other. Hey, you're all right. You're all right. Like, hey, if you died of a heart attack in front of me, I'd be there for you. You're all right. Like, what? Nobody ever said that to me. Some people saw me and they said, hey, man, you're ready. You're ready, ain't you? You ready?
The fuck?
Yeah, dude. Like, if you were dressed nice or something. Like, one time Chuck was taking a walk around the neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
And the neighbors were out on their porch, dude. These fucking people, they only wore Tap Out clothes. Their cars were covered in stickers that Tap Out and everything.
Oh my god.
Dude, they had a little Tap Out flag for the Tennessee ball team, like, hanging from their door. Tap Out. And these guys were on their porch. We called them the Tap Outs.
Why did they all wear Tap Outs?
Because this is just who they were, man. And they saw Chuck walk. He was dressed for work. He was going downtown. He was like ready. He was ready. And they said, "Hey, you ready, ain't you?" And he was like, "Yeah, I'm ready. Oh, I'm ready. Yeah, I'm ready." He's just walking, you know, for his health or something. "Hey, you ready, ain't you?"
They're waiting for the second coming. That's what they're ready for.
"Hey, we ready over here on this porch." But at least they were, you know, at least they were fucking, they would talk to you. What about that crazy woman down the road? Old crazy bird down the road. That's the book material. That's book material right there.
Crazy down the road?
Crazy lady down the road from the tap outs.
Oh.
She lived near the tap outs. Yeah, dude. And the brandishing. The woman. You know.
Yeah. No, I don't know.
Brandishing that instrument. And fucking, don't you teach my boy none of that hacker shit.
Oh. No, I never met her. I heard about her though.
She was known to brandish. She had pointed the weapon at other people at her door.
We got a brandishing on our hands here. Brandishment.
We got a 420 and a brandishing. They are stoned on marijuana and agitated and violent.
They came here to cuss. They came here to cause trouble. This is not the real Anonymous. I know who this is.
I'm the real Anonymous.
They don't know that I know them.
I am the real Anonymous. No, but really I am. I am the voice of Anonymous. I'm saying it right now that I am the self-proclaimed voice of Anonymous. How do you like that?
How you like them apples?
How's that grab you? I'm Anonymous. We never...
It grabs me all right.
Grabs you right by the hoo-ha, doesn't it? We do not forgive and we do not forget. 9/11, never forgive. This is Radio Hate. We've done an hour. Is it time? Or do we carry on?
Let's shut it down.
Shut her down. It's time to shut her down. It's over. Fuck you. Fuck them, right?
Yeah.
I mean, fuck these
twice
people.
Tonight.
Who listens to this? To this part? To the abuse? This is the abuse segment of the show, where you direct abuse at the towards the audience. They like that.
Yeah, it's a symbolic thing, right?
Yeah, it's good for them to hear that because they don't get that in other places of their lives. They need to hear you're fucking nothing. You're nobody. They don't get that. You're nothing. You're fucking animals. Like, stay back like the dogs that you are, or we'll kick. Is that where we are? With the audience?
Yeah, that's about right.
They're scum, so. This is Hate Radio. Thank you and good night. That was the second one, man. The second one of the day.
And nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault but mine. But I don't need my soul to lie. I have a Bible in my home. I have a Bible in my home. But I don't need my soul to lie. Why they tell me how to read? Why they tell me how to read? I don't need my soul to love. Nobody's fault but mine. my tub of love. I have a Bible of my own, buried my tub of love. Oh, mother, she taught me how to read. Father, she taught me how to read. Father, I read my soul below. Nobody fall but mine. Nobody fall but mine. Father, I read my soul below. And so that she taught me how to read. So that she taught me how to read. But I don't read my sub love. Nobody fall but mine. Soul of Belah.